From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. U.S. aircraft are striking targets across Afghanistan. It's the third day of attacks there. U.S. officials say the targets are similar to those hit the first 2 days, including airfields and the Afghan military's air defense system. The United Nations, meanwhile, says four of its employees were killed during the attacks in Kabul, the capital. At the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said the United States regrets the loss of civilian life, but he insisted it was not yet clear that the deaths resulted from U.S. bombing. NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
After the initial round of airstrikes on Sunday, U.S. surveillance aircraft and satellites took pictures of what had been hit. The official Pentagon report, 85% of the sites targeted are said to be damaged or destroyed. And Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld today gave an upbeat assessment of the action so far.
We've struck several terrorist training camps. We've damaged most of the airfields, I believe all but one, as well as their anti-aircraft radars and launchers. And with the success of previous raids, we believe we are now able to carry out strikes more or less around the clock, as we wish.
In fact, airstrikes did not end at daybreak today, as they had in the first 2 days. But Pentagon officials are unable to point to much in the way of action. Just 13 targets were hit last night, as opposed to 31 on the first night. And some pilots flying off aircraft carriers were not able to unload all their ordnance because they couldn't find enough places to drop it. Rumsfeld today said some of the strikes in the coming days will be on targets not destroyed the first time. He also said new targets are emerging as the operation continues.
Coming up now and tomorrow and whenever, we will be gathering additional intelligence from the ground and through various intelligence assets that will enable us to seize targets of opportunity. And that means you have to wait until they emerge.
Rumsfeld said he's seen the reports that four Afghan UN workers were killed during the strikes. The United States, he said, has no information to indicate whether their deaths were the result of ordnance dropped from the air, which would mean U.S. responsibility, or perhaps shelling from the ground up, which would mean the Afghan military may have been responsible. Nonetheless, Rumsfeld said, we regret a loss of life.
If there were an easy, safe way to root terrorist networks out of countries that are harboring them, it would be a blessing. But there is not. Coalition forces will continue to make every reasonable effort to select targets with the least possible unintended damage. But as in any conflict, there will be unintended damage.
Rumsfeld and other Pentagon officials have continually emphasized that airstrikes alone will not be enough to accomplish their goal of rooting out terrorist networks. Officials here, however, refused to confirm a Washington Post report that U.S. ground forces may soon be sent into Afghanistan, though British Defense Minister Jeff Hoone today left the door open for just that development.
As far as potential ground operations are concerned, clearly we are preparing plans to allow us to look at that as an option, part of the campaign in Afghanistan to bring those responsible for the appalling attacks in the United States to account.
With the airstrikes continuing, the Bush administration has put U.S. security agencies on high alert to watch for possible terrorist retaliation here. The reports of anthrax in Florida have added to that concern, given the proximity of the outbreak to locations frequented by some of the hijackers in the September 11th attacks. Asked today whether the Al-Qaeda network has tried to make biological weapons, Rumsfeld hesitated for several moments, then gave a carefully worded answer.
Well, without getting into evidence, terrorist networks have had relationships with a handful of countries. Among those handful plus of countries are nations that have active chemical and biological programs.
One of the countries, Rumsfeld said, is without question Iraq. Tom Gelton, NPR News, the Pentagon.